News analyst Daniel Shore has been following the continuing stories about President Bush's military service during the Vietnam War, and he says much of that debate misses a larger point.
The issue is not how much of his assigned duties George Bush actually performed in the Air National Guard. The real issue, painful in a society that prides itself on being egalitarian, is privilege. Who gets to serve in the Guard's Champagne Unit, as his unit was called, and who goes to Vietnam, perhaps to die? It was all inside and cozy back in Texas in those days. Lloyd Benson III, the son of the future senator, got one of the coveted slots in the Houston-based Guard unit. John Connally III, son of the former governor, got another. And in 1968, George Bush, 23-year-old son of Houston's congressman, made it after Ben Bonds, the Speaker of the Texas House, talked to the head of the National Guard on the young man's behalf. Bush's first solo flight made headlines in the Houston papers. No one has expressed himself more passionately about this kind of favoritism than Colin Powell, who came up from the streets of the Bronx, now President Bush's Secretary of State. In his 1995 memoir, My American Journey, General Powell wrote, "I particularly condemn the way our political leaders supplied the manpower for that war, the Vietnam War. The policies determining who would be drafted and who would be deferred, who would serve and who would escape, who would die and who would live, were an anti-democratic disgrace. I am angry that so many sons of the powerful and well-placed managed to wangle slots in reserve and National Guard units. Of the many tragedies of Vietnam, this raw class discrimination strikes me as the most damaging to the ideal that all Americans are created equal and owe equal allegiance to our country." Colin Powell could not have realized in 1995 that he would be talking about his future commander-in-chief, one of the privileged and well-placed. There is some irony in the fact that the Bush National Guard controversy has come bubbling to the surface just as he announces that he is a war president. This is Daniel Shore.